This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll get to what we learned from the Redskins in week two. Also, by the end of the hour, we've got to tell you which Redskins getting kicked off the island. Redskins survivor, but there's just so much good audio to get to. Where do you want to start? You want Mike Francesa going crazy, LaDainian Tomlinson calling out Ezekiel Elliott, Jay Gruden talking about the fade. I think I've got something else, too.
Let's do, Tommy, what do you have first? What do you have first, sir, Tommy? What's easy access? I would love to start Francesa to ease us in. I'd like to mix in some Jay, then I want to go to LaDainian. And then I guess we have to go Kyrie, don't we?
Kyrie, I still want to get to Kyrie. All right, Mike Francesa to lead things off.
Batting first.
Mike Francesa goes crazy about a lot of things on his show. We love playing the best of Mike Francesa. This is on WFAN. When does he wind down here, Dar? He's no longer going to be on the air in a couple of months. Remember they were trying out Chris Christie and a couple of other people trying to see who's going to take over for him? When is he done?
I think it's the start of new year.
Very passionate, still very energetic. He's upset at James Franklin. For those of you that don't know, Penn State had a chance with a shutout on the line to prevent a field goal by blocking a kick for a terrible program that had no business being on the field with Penn State this past weekend. Georgia State kicks a field goal, and it is good. But James Franklin burned a timeout to ice the kicker like they do at the end of an NFL game. That's one possession game with the game-winning kick coming to keep Georgia State from getting points. Mike Francesa did not like that. Here it is.
Penn State coach James Franklin called a timeout with his team leading and as Georgia State attempted a field goal with 11 seconds remaining. With his team trailing 56-0, Georgia State kicker Brandon Wright lined up for a 31-yard field goal and a shot to at least get on the scoreboard. But James Franklin wasn't conceding anything. Georgia State snapped the ball and Wright launched a kick through the uprights, but Franklin got a timeout in just under the wire. That is an absolute disgrace. And this stooge tried to alibi around it. And these fans who are happy now that they're winning 56-0 and could give a damn what they did to Georgia State, sit there and make excuses for them. Didn't have a kick block team. He's got to try and block a kick at 56-0. He's a horse's ass for doing that. That's a quote. I had to do, it had to do with, we had our fourth team on the field. We didn't have a fourth team field goal block. What the heck do you need to block it for? Let the ball go through the uprights.
The ball.
You jerk.
Scoreboard.
So we call timeout to get the second team field goal block in there. What a bunch of garbage that is. He sells you that, he'll sell you anything. The guy iced him, plain and simple, because he wanted a shutout.
He's so mad.
And he got some grief, so he came up with some lame excuse that the alums could sell somebody. Anybody watching knows that is complete nonsense. The guy kicks it again and misses, right? That's the bottom line. So I hope he was proud of himself as he ran across the field. You know, I hope he was proud of himself for getting that 56-0. I hope he was real proud of him. I hope he was proud of himself on a coach's show. Show it a few times. A lot of class, coach. A lot of class. So go get yourself a Honda at Bay Ridge Honda. You know the deal. Get yourself a Honda there. You had a good price. Go see him. Abby Sabah and everybody. Go
by the
see
way,
him down there.
The beginning
Honda.
Of this, right, this is so great.
That's the bottom line.
You got to go to
so
Bay Ridge.
He says so like he's continuing a sentence. He's like, go do the coach's show. Be proud of yourself for the shutout. So anyway, get yourself a Honda.
In addition to what I just said, get yourself a Honda.
A lot of class, coach. A lot of class. So go get yourself a Honda at Bay Ridge Honda. You know the deal. Get yourself a Honda
today. I'm calling up Bay Ridge Honda today and saying, hey, James Franklin. I was told they said James Franklin sent me. By the way, I agree with everything he said.
I agree with every word of it.
He is a goose and is generally over the top. Like, my delivery might be different while saying the exact same thing. He's 1,000% correct.
100% right.
James Franklin, what are you doing, dude? 56-0, 56-3. This is not professional football. At Georgia State, it's a kid. I mean, it's a bunch of athletes that are just getting pushed around for 60 minutes.
You're paying them to be there so they can be fodder so your alumni can feel great in their Penn State ties. That wasn't terribly classy.
Give me Jay Gruden on fades. He's on CSN with Chick Hernandez and Brian Mitchell. He's asked about the fade, so you hear their voices at some point, and Jay Gruden is upset with you for being upset with him for calling fades.
The fade yesterday.
What?
You guys are something, man. You guys are going to find one incompletion.
I'm not going to ask you about I'm asking you about that. I just want to know. I mean, if I could, you come on, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to ask questions that people are talking about. Why?
Well, tell the people quit talking. Just watch the games and enjoy it. I mean, we're going to throw the fade again. I'm going to throw it again. Mm-hmm. So, tough. No, it was just a good play by the defensive back. Actually,
all right, we know
a little
this
bit
answer.
Too early.
He's already said this. He was irritable.
Yeah.
That is the closest to bitter Jay Gruden gets. And by the way, I loved it. I love the quote, tell people quit talking, just watch the games and enjoy it. Sit in your little seat and enjoy it from afar because the guy that knows most about football, me, is going to call the fade. And he should call the fade. He's got a 6'4 receiver. Kirk Cousins didn't throw the ball well. It got defended. Now, you could say they shouldn't have thrown it two straight times. They should have run it. You could always pick and choose. Weird. Redskins fans love the plays that worked, don't like the plays that didn't work. The fade with Josh Doctson, Terrell Pryor should be utilized in this offense. They ran it once, not twice in a row. They should have maybe run it one of those two times. But I just love occasionally when coaches take shots after shot after shot, coming back with a little barb.
So, tough.
Tough. Give me the entire rant there, though, when he says basically kick rocks. There you go. Here we go.
Well, tell the people quit talking. Just watch the games and enjoy it. I mean, we're going to throw the fade again. I'm going to throw it again. So, tough. No, it was just a good play by the defensive back. Actually, Kirk threw it a little bit too early. I didn't give Josh a chance. You know, I think Kirk just has to get to know Josh a little bit more as far as.
All right, we're good. What do you think?
Good for him. I like that he's sticking to his guns. He's wrong. And I care about this. This is something that is conventional wisdom, and it's not correct. The best data we have says that the fade in general is a 25% or less therein effective play. It's even worse for the Redskins. It's a bad call. It's a dumb call. It's wrong. It's a kind of default setting that coaches just go to because they're comfortable with it, because it's not going to result in a turnover in all likelihood. It's a stupid, bad play. You can hear in his initial answer, I threw an incompletion on a slant. I can't throw the slant again? No. Slants are effective. They're good plays. The fade, bad play. There's a difference. Slant, good. Fade, bad.
Well, it's been ineffective for the Redskins for the most part. It's also been at times effective. That's not true.
It is true.
Well,
it's a 25% effective play.
I watched NFL Red Zone this week, and in the first hour of the first several football games, there were three fade touchdowns thrown beautifully that were caught over small DB.
It does happen.
Happens all the time.
It happens 25% of the time at best. It's worse with the Redskins. They have a less effective.
But they
rate.
Shouldn't pocket a play that is going to be effective with their group.
They also shouldn't use it as frequently as they do. Like, for example, last year when Josh Doctson hadn't done anything, you call three
last
straight.
Year. Well, they used it once this week.
This is this year. So now you're 0-for-1 because of it.
Yes. People were very upset about it.
Do
had
something
it worked,
else.
Everyone would have been fine with it. Let's get to LaDainian Tomlinson. He went after Ezekiel Elliott. Have you seen the video of Ezekiel Elliott not trying to make a tackle after an interception?
It's brutal.
That play plus others plus just sitting there with his arms crossed pouting with terrible body language on the sideline. People are saying he quit on the Cowboys. One of them is a Hall of Fame running back.
What Denver did today, they just laid out the blueprint. I was surprised by how physical they were, the Denver Broncos, against this offensive line. I mean, Zeke, to his credit, you know, like he didn't have any room today. Like he was running, getting hit in the backfield, making moves in the backfield. But all that is okay. I didn't like the way he quit today.
Oh man,
I didn't like that. You know, he absolutely quit on his team today. And there's going to be times where you're not going to have room to run.
Explain
it's going to be tough
Explain
days.
What you mean by quit, man? Because people can misconstrue that. Explain what you mean by quit.
Well, so on a couple of plays. His attitude on the sideline, what we just saw right there.
Okay.
Clearly, he didn't have any communication with his teammates.
Wasn't no eating today.
Yeah.
Right. Wasn't no eating today.
There wasn't no eating today. But also, he didn't want to talk to his teammates. You know, sometimes when things are going wrong, as a leader of that team, as a captain, You got to step it. You got to step up and rally the troops. You got to go to the offensive line and say, hey, man, I know it's tough, but let's keep battling. Let's keep fighting. Mm-hmm. You got to go to the quarterback and say, hey, man, I'm not getting it done today. You got to step it up.
I don't know if he's mature at this point. At this point to do that. Is he, especially with the cloud over his head right now.
They need him to do that. Okay. Because last year, he led the league in rushing. So everybody looking at him now as the top dog. So if you want to be the top dog, you got to do it on and off the field.
I have done nothing but, as a player, defend and support Ezekiel Elliott. Not his off-field stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, I love the guy. I think he's very, very good. What an objectionable, just unsavory, distasteful, off-putting day he had on Sunday.
100%.
To not try after the pick is completely repellent.
Hands on his hips, man.
Yes. I mean, he was so disinterested in that game, it looked like. Did you see any of the video of him sitting on the bench in the second half?
Oh, yeah. Just pouting.
Remember, like, the stories of Jay Cutler when it wasn't going his way?
Uh-huh.
I hate when players do that.
Me too.
Now, it's one thing to just get a video after, like, a quarterback throws a pick. If Dak threw the pick six and you see him and he's kind of down on his luck and he's staring at the ground, that's one thing. But I'm saying for sequences, drives on end, he's just sitting there not talking to anybody. Get a job, dude. Get moving. If you can take all of the support you get when it goes well, you've got to do better when it goes badly.
Not exactly analogous, because one guy never did anything like this off the field and of what compared to what Elliott's accused of. But it goes to a conversation we had earlier about the owner enabling Robert Griffin and creating a monster. If I'm Jerry Jones and I have no soul, I need to step in and say, we need to discipline this person. He can't be above it. And right now, they're going to bat and bend over backwards, and Jerry Jones is threatening to withhold Roger Goodell's payments, basically, if he doesn't change his tune on this Elliott punishment, right, where Jones stood idly by and let them go after Kraft on the witch hunt and whatever else. But right now, they're enabling a player. And keep in mind, the Cowboys do employ a professional crime enabler. That's not his job title, but that's what he does. And they gleefully brag about the fact that he keeps the bad crap they do out of the news. This needs to be a suspension. This needs to be some sort of discipline internally of Ezekiel Elliott. It won't be, by the way. And they'll keep being what they are, the Dallas Cowboys. That was ridiculous to me.
We didn't get to Kyrie Irving, so we could do that next. 800-636-1067. You want to react to any of the audio vault that we just went to. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.